President Biden and several U.S. allies sanction Russia. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, following the movement of Russian troops into the disputed regions in eastern Ukraine.
A deadly serious game of brinksmanship has the whole of Europe on edge.
This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. I'm going to begin to impose sanctions in response, far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014. And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further.
The first tranche of U.S. sanctions aimed at the Kremlin, including full blocking of Russia's VEB bank and its military bank, sanctions on Russia's sovereign debt. That will make it difficult to secure funds from other Western nations.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Other sanctions target Russian oligarchs. Germany has blocked certification of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that's scheduled to begin carrying natural gas from Russia later this year. There is no indication that Russia is backing down as more troops move closer to the border.
U.S. officials say all signs continue pointing to a potential full-scale invasion. U.S. officials tell me they're seeing more fuel shipments being delivered to frontline Russian forces, a concerning sign here on the ground in Ukraine.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Critical of the White House response, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
Unfortunately, the administration spent the first 24 hours debating whether to even call this invasion an invasion, and the president took 80 minutes to come out for his own press conference, which doesn't exactly project confidence and certainty and resolution to people watching in Moscow.
A sheriff's deputy has been shot and wounded during a traffic stop in Taylor County, Florida, in the state's Big Bend region southeast of Tallahassee. A search for the gunman is underway. No survivors in the crash of a large helicopter at a missile range in Hawaii. Four people aboard the chopper that was being operated by a military contracting company. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Cyber experts issuing new warnings about an uptick in so-called deepfake videos online.
The FBI's Pranav Shah tells Fox News it's getting easier to make these digital deceptions, and they aren't always illegal, like parodies of Tom Cruise and Queen Elizabeth. The FBI gets involved if the video violates any federal laws, like extortion or fraud. While the FBI won't specifically comment on deepfakes as part of a Russian invasion, other intelligence sources say they are on the lookout for altered videos of Putin, Ukrainian President Zelensky, even President Biden.
Fox's David Spunt. Attorney General Merrick Garland praising a Georgia jury for convicting on federal hate crimes charges the three men who killed jogger Ahmaud Arbery.
The case of Arbery's killing that a jury said was based on race was tough for Attorney General Garland to talk about.
I cannot imagine the pain that a mother feels to have her son run down and then gunned down.
Garland said even beyond race alone, no one in America should be subject to bias and any violence it brings.
Because of what they look like, where they are from, whom they love, or how they worship.
He said the DOJ has a legal call to fight it, but Americans have a moral call to fight what fuels bigotry. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
In closing arguments Tuesday, a federal prosecutor said three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights chose to do nothing as fellow officer Derek Chauvin squeezed the life out of Floyd. Defense attorneys countered the officers were too inexperienced, weren't trained properly, and did not willfully violate Floyd's civil rights. Experts say the case may hinge on intent. Wall Street, the Dow plunged 482 points Tuesday, NASDAQ down 166, the S&P 500 losing 44 points. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.